We're in Siman Shin Samach Beis Sifches. The Mechaber says, "Parts Merubah Al HaOmed Aser." If there is a more open area in the Mechitza than closed area in the Mechitza, then it does not count as a Mechitza. Elim Kein Kol Pirtz Mehem Pchusa Mishlosha Tvachim. Unless each open area, each hole in the space of the Mechitza is actually less than three Tvachim, then we would employ the rule of Lavud, and therefore it would be considered closed up. When you calculate Omeid Meruba, there has to be Omeid Meruba on three of the four individual walls, and there also must be Omeid Meruba when you calculate the total amount of standing area as well. This means that the total length of the solid area must be greater than the total length of any gaps that you have in the area as well. There's actually a machlokas when it comes to calculating the Omein Meruba, whether we go based on the entire perimeter or each wall unto itself. The Aruch HaShulchan holds that we go based on the perimeter, but all the other Achronim seem to assume that we go based on the individual walls, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah says as well. But even according to the Achronim who say that you need Omein Meruba on each wall unto itself, it could be that you also need Omein Meruba on the entire perimeter, and that's what we generally hold. Sif Tes. Parts ke Omeid Mutar. If it's exactly equal, the closed area of the wall and the open gaps in the wall, if those are exactly equal, it remains Mutar. Bein b'shi, bein b'erev, whether it's up and down or sideways. Ulvad shalohei b'makom echad parts yoser me'eser, as long as there is not a gap of greater than 10. Aval ades ar amos, Mutar b'nei shehi kepesach. But if it's a gap less than 10 amos, that's going to be okay, because it's considered to be a doorway and not considered to be a gap. So once you have a opening that is more than 10 amos, that's not going to be a problem. Pirtza yeser me yeser is going to be a problem, even if it's parts ka'omid or parts yoser me'omid. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Ka'anun tries to create a case of a horizontal application of omid merubah. Suggests if you have a 10 tefach fence, which consists of 3 tefachim of omid at the bottom, and then a 3 tefach gap, and then the 4 tefachim on top are omid. So this is extremely precise for the Mishnah Berurah. The purpose of the bottom 3 tefachim is in order that the mechitza not be invalidated by Bekiyas Gediyim, which means any mechitza is going to have at least 3 tefachim solid on the bottom, because if it's a mechitza that Gediyim, that goats would bump into, would go through, so then it is not going to be okay. So the 3 tefach bottom has to be okay. And then the 3 tefach amount for the gap is precise also, because any space smaller than that would be closed halachically because of lavud, and you wouldn't need omid meruba anymore. And then the top section of 4 tefachim of solid omid is larger than the 3 tefach gap directly below it, so that asiya vira will not affect that section. As we know, the concept of omid meruba allows the 4 tefach section to consider the 3 tefachim gap omid meruba al haparatz, and therefore it would be okay. This is a specific case of the horizontal omid merub. Sif Yud. Imasa tzuras ha-pesach. If you made a tzuras ha-pesach, which looks like a doorway, afilu lepirtzi yiser me'eser mutar, even if it's in order to close a gap which is more than 10 amos, that is going to be okay, because it's no longer considered to be a gap. It's considered to be a doorway now that you have a tzuras ha-pesach. Even if you just stuck 4 poles in 4 different corners, you made a tzuras pesach on top of each one, that as well is going to be mutter to allow you to carry in that area. And this is only if it's in a chatzar ha'mavir where people live. Meaning originally there were walls, the walls fell down, and now you stuck those poles there to act as a tzuras ha-pesach instead. And since people live there, it's normal to have lots of openings for people to get in and out, so you could allow that through a tzuras ha-pesach. But in an area where people don't live, lo mahani kishakola ruchos alidei tzuras ha-pesach, you won't be able to be matir that area from having a tzuras ha-pesach in all the direction. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this means that even in a bika, if you have actual walls or something that acts as mechitzas, but there's just a pirtza that's more than eser, and you want to be matir that by putting a tzuras ha-pesach, that will work. The only time tzuras ha-pesachs don't work in a bika is when you're relying entirely on a tzuras ha-pesach, because that's not normal to have so many openings in such an area.